Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Complaints persist about $4 gasoline. The debate rages on. Congressional committees drag in oil executives, question and blame them for the high prices. We bemoan the fact that we are sending billions of dollars to the Middle Eastern countries, Russia and Venezuela, to buy their oil. Okay, if we want to fix a problem, the simple answer is we need more energy. There are many options. We should not eliminate any of them, at least not at this time. The market will pick the winners. Now, don't give up on biofuels because of our increase in food prices. That's a phony argument anyway. And let's start building some nuclear plants. When I was in the French countryside last summer, nuclear plants were everywhere. Maybe wind power is part of the answer. I don't care if a stupid bird flies into the windmill. We have a lot of birds. And the sun shines a lot in Arizona. Maybe that state could be self-sufficient with solar energy. And we haven't built a refinery in 30 years. I'll push that not-in-my-backyard crowd out of the way and build it. We need oil, and we'll keep using it for the foreseeable future. Then let's drill on our own lands. Why should the Cuban and Chinese be drilling off our Florida coast while we sit on our hands? If there's oil in Alaska, we should go for it. And finally, don't disregard coal. We have a lot of it, and most of our electricity comes from coal now anyway. Clean coal technology works. Incentives to encourage energy conservation can also help. The biggest problem now is that different members of Congress and different interest groups are fighting against every one of these ideas. Let's face it, there is no perfect solution. We need to do everything, keep our money and jobs here at home, and move towards energy independence. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.